The Gerontological Society of America, Meaningful Lives as We Age.
Welcome to our podcast series on aging in developing countries. I'm Barbara Bowers, I'm emeritus professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Nursing, and I'm here with Dr. Jing Wang, who is an assistant professor at the University of New Hampshire. This presentation is part of a podcast series that we're trying to provide some insight into how culture, competing population, health priorities, political conflict, and resource limitations influence older people, their families, and paid caregivers. And we've selected six nations along a trajectory of economic development. So why are we doing this? Why focus on developing countries? Well, I think most people are surprised to learn that out of an estimated 2 billion older adults who will represent 22% of the global population in 2050, 80% of these older people will be living in developing countries. And contrary to what most people believe, about two-thirds of people living with dementia currently live in low-income and middle-income countries. So this is not, as a lot of people have thought, a problem of wealthier nations. Well, it is, but certainly not wealthier nations alone. The impact of population aging is generally recognized and studied pretty extensively in developed countries, but we really know much less about what the experience is in low-income countries as populations age and the aging population expands. We don't really know how developing countries have been responding to this aging. The rapid population aging in many developing countries also reflects a shift from primarily infectious diseases to chronic and age-related conditions. And it's really the rapidity of the aging has left little time for people to respond, for the countries to respond to the aging. So today's guest will be Ngozi Cheru, who is from Ethiopia. He is a student at the University of Adelaide in Australia, and he has two master's degrees, one in clinical epidemiology from the University of Groningen in the Netherlands, and adult health nursing from Addis Ababa University in Ethiopia. He is also an assistant professor at Debre Baran University and worked at the same university in different positions for a while as dean of the College of Health Sciences for 3 years and as head of the nursing department for 2 years. So he has a lot of experience to bring. A little bit about Ethiopia. Ethiopia is a low-income developing country with one of the fastest growing populations in Africa. It's second only to Nigeria in terms of population. It's sort of amazing. Ethiopia has grown from 18 million people in 1950 to 120 million today. Similar to other developing countries, Ethiopia has a relatively young population. As other developing countries, they really use 60 as the entry into old age rather than 65, but that'll probably change as the population ages. Right now, only 5% of their population is over 50. So as I said, a pretty young population. Their life expectancy is only 68 and a half years from five, though, in 1990. So certainly they've made quite a bit of progress. Like other developing countries, the percentage of older adults, however, is increasing rapidly, driven partly by a dramatic drop in the fertility rate, as is common across the world, and they've experienced a significant amount of out-migration. Although it declined for a few years, it's trending up again. And this is mostly young people leaving the country to find opportunities in other places in more developed countries. Prior to 2015, infectious diseases and infant mortality were the leading causes of death in Ethiopia. But since then, there's been a significant shift. Reduced deaths related to communicable diseases and nutritional deficiencies and maternal neonatal deaths, and an increase in deaths from chronic illnesses and people who are aging. So they've achieved an impressive impact on infant mortality and infectious disease treatment. At the same time, communicable diseases like cardiovascular conditions, diabetes, cancer, chronic respiratory illnesses really have figured prominently in death rates in Ethiopia. And this has clearly created new challenges for the country. Some of these challenges are going to be discussed by our guest, Ngozi Cheru, today. So I will let Dr. Jing Wang and Ngozi Cheru take it from here.
Thank you for the introduction, Dr. Bowers. Hello, Ngozi. Welcome to our podcast. We're so honored to have you with us and talk about elder care in Ethiopia. How do people think about aging, caring older adults? What do you expect when you are older in Ethiopia? Could you just give us some general ideas about aging in Ethiopia?
In Ethiopia, aging is considered as a normal part of life. And for example, having a disease or having a frailty, aging is normal in Ethiopia. Even the care isn't that much structured for those old adults, especially for aged population. Therefore, being ill or being sick while old is not such a big deal.
So how do other people feel about older people in their family? Are they respected or are they considered as a burden?
The good quality of Ethiopian community, especially for elders, we try to respect our families, we try to respect the elders, therefore every person's care for the old adult. But the problem is having the formal care is not that much stringent, is not that much emphasized, but giving some support, giving some social recognitions or giving some assistance is just normal. For example, any person can give priority for elders, for older. That is very much good from Ethiopian community. For example, while traveling, in public transport, when there is elder stand without having a seat, therefore the person will leave the seating and give the chance to older to sit. And again, for example, if the older to cross the road, every individual is responsible to assist him while crossing. Even the person in honeymoon also assists every older
What happens to older people who have no family?
Yeah, that's a big problem, actually. Yeah, in Ethiopia, most of the care are given by those family caregivers and the family, from the children. So the children try to give care of the old adult. But in case of old adult having any children or the staff, I think they are suffering a lot. Even they will not get silly medical cares, or they will not get even bathing, even food, and the shelters will be. It's a basic issue, and the problem for older people, that is a huge problem. Okay, for Ethiopia, at least, to be older, the family must be there. Otherwise, the old adult will be live in the street.
So there was a presentation at the Gerontological Society of America meeting on Ethiopia, and they were saying that one of the problems in Ethiopia is that there are so many young people migrating that there are fewer people left to take care of older adults in Ethiopia. Is that true?
Yeah. that's the current issue, especially due to the political instability, due to low empowerment and that stuff. Actually, most of the young adults or the young population try to leave the country, and most of them try to move abroad from Ethiopia at the time of the older adults are living alone.
What about finance? Are there other pensions in Ethiopia for older adults? Or older adults are completely dependent on family members for financial help that they might need?
That is a big problem also in Ethiopia. We don't have any public pensions. We don't have any formal support for older adults. Okay. The only is the family are responsible for caring for older adults. Yeah.
Are there training programs for people specialized in care for older adults, like nurses, physicians, anybody else?
Actually, I know there is a curriculum for gerontologic nurse, but still we don't have graduate nurse in that programs. Even we don't have a medical specialty in geriatrics and the like stuff.
So what do you think are the biggest issues that need to be taken care of in Ethiopia in terms of caring for older adults?
Yeah, I think the first issue is our perceptions should be changed. For example, having or being older will have a sort of disease or sort of chronic illness. Therefore, that chronic illness should be treated well. But for that, attitude change is one of the big issues in Ethiopia. The other issue, the government should involve it in care of older. For example, the government coordinate different government institutions, different private institutions, even the families or the individuals themselves should be involved in the order to care, but the system is not as well as if the government should establish the system for that integration. And again, the government also needs to revise the national policy for all data, because we don't have any like guidelines.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have any standard for long-term care in Ethiopia, but still we have some voluntary organization in Ethiopia. But most of the charity or the voluntary organization are not adequately staffed. For example, when we see the staffing profile, any healthcare professional who is volunteers, who has like free time to go there and to give few hour care for that illness. There is no any formal schedule for the healthcare professional. Everybody who are working there are always voluntary. They are not paid.
If someone is 40 years old and have hypertension, would they be treated?
Still, he will have the chance to be treated, actually. But the problem is they didn't receive any priority care. So like, for example, we have different priority care, like for children, for women, and the like stuff. But we don't have any priority care for old adults. They treat them as normal individuals. But regarding the persons in those like voluntary organizations, actually most of the elders with no family support, with mental illness, with no any like course, they try to contain by those voluntary organizations. But the entrance is so much difficult in Ethiopia. That is the problem. Yeah. Even like the available serums is too much. Like, for example, within 3x4 rooms, there are about 8 individuals. You can imagine how, like, for example, we have like 2-layered bed, one for 2 old adults. Therefore, it's very crowded. Like, it's not hygienic and the like stuff. The old adults had to take a place at the lower bed and the like stuff. But right. Still, they have some done. Like, for example, old adults with mental illness should not be sleep with the normal adult, the like stuff, but in Ethiopia, like, they try to just aggregate them together in the like stuff, yeah. But when the person have like wedding on the like stuff, they can celebrate that wedding in that institutions, like any voluntary individual try to support that institutions and like stuff. It's totally voluntary, actually.
So what are some of the challenges that you identify for people aged in Ethiopia?
Yeah, most of the challenge for older in Ethiopia, actually, in Ethiopia, there is no insurance system. Like, for example, while getting aged, the older may not get adequate healthcare service because of like different economic issue. For us, a country, we don't have any insurance company or the like. And again, in Ethiopia also, we don't have any like long-term care institutions which are responsible for older adults again. And to be honest, actually, there are some voluntary associations and charity organizations who are just giving care for old adults, but still they are just not covered, they are not controlled by the government, and they are just free of charge and the like. Therefore, everything is voluntary. Therefore, there is no check and balance. Therefore, it would be, I think, difficult for old adults. And again, the care that was like, that is given on that of these old adult institutions are not adequate enough because they have not adequate staffing, they have no resource allocated for them, and again, there is no even trained healthcare professional here. Therefore, the quality of care by himself is not adequate also. Everything is just voluntary, especially actually the available healthcare institution for old adults are placed. Especially in the main city, like in Addis Ababa and the like. And they are established based on like the interests of the individuals. And I think the committee tried to collaborate, like passing their holiday with them, support the old adult and the like. But there is no government involvement, like any resource allocations or training or the like stuff. For to give care of the old adult in Ethiopia, actually the family members are responsible for care provisions, but nowadays, like the kinship care is like declining because everyone is responsible for with other tasks and the lack. Therefore, adult may not be cared by only the family members. Therefore, relying on the family member may not be may not be acceptable, or may not be deliverable. Therefore, I think the government should intervene, and the government again think of developing the adult with long-term care institution, things like that. Especially when the person gets aged, or they will have different health problems like palliative, cognitive impairment, even arthritis. They're silly, they can be managed in the life, but no one give a care for them. Especially the community, even by healthcare professionals themselves, consider that impairment, arthritis, reality, and the considered as the normal part of the aging process. They didn't consider it as sort of the pathology or the life.
And I am assuming that families do not have any training for caring for older adults in Ethiopia.
Yes, obviously. There is no formal training for the family member. There is no formal training for healthcare professionals. There is no training even for the voluntary.
And you were saying that what happens is that people think arthritis, cognitive impairment, and probably mobility problems are just normal parts of aging. So they just don't see those as pathological.
In Ethiopia, when the person develops dementia, the like stuff, I think the committee accepts it as a normal part of aging. Therefore, they decline to give care for that older. That's just as part of the normal life. Therefore, the same happens for arthritis. For example, arthritis can be treated with different physiotherapeutic aids, but the government, even the healthcare professionals, consider arthritis as the weakness of the musculoskeletal systems because of what's that aging and the like. Therefore, they consider it as the normal part of life. Yeah. Obviously, the care system for young adults are usually better because they are young enough, therefore they can be treated and the like. But for arthritis and the like stuff, in case of old adults, it's usually ignored. Yeah.
So, do you think there are any concerns or beliefs by the general public that more needs to be done for older people? Or is there really not a sense that there's a problem?
Yeah, currently, actually, thanks to internalization, thanks to the globalizations, the people or the community try to perceive aging is one of the normal part of life. And the person with old aging or older may have need care. And the community also aware that any non-communicable illness that will happen in older can be treated. And again, the healthcare professional should also give appropriate care for that older. That is what the community currently appreciating it.
So who in the family is generally responsible for the care of older adults?
I think one of the problem of the family being care for older adults is it has burden for, especially for women. In Ethiopian culture, especially the daughters or usually the females are responsible for giving care for older adults. Therefore, they will drop from their school, they will have a burden while caring themselves and the stuff. Therefore, I think one of the burdenful issue rests on the women, especially. Yeah. Especially that of the young adult who is just living alone with their grandparent and the like. Therefore, nobody will care of her grandparent and the like. Therefore, she will drop from school and she will give care for her grandparent and the like. Especially currently, there is different political insecurity in Ethiopia. Therefore, most of the young male boys are doing some workers, even there in wars and the like stuff. Therefore, that issue also significantly affects the life of the women, especially the daughters. Yeah.
So, could you tell us what are the focuses of health policy discussions in Ethiopia?
Yeah, actually, especially for the past decades, most of the focus has been given for boys, children and the child in maternal care, maternal and child care, and that of the communicable illness, especially the HIV, tuberculosis, and the like stuff. But that of the non-communicable part of the disease, and others like musculoskeletal disorders and like that, give care. They are not focused by the government, but still the government might invest huge money on the maternal and child health care.
I just want to ask about the nursing home on the Facebook that you shared with me. Is it a registered or like a licensed nursing home? Even though it's like a voluntary, like based on the service of volunteers, like are there nursing homes like this in Ethiopia? Like, do you see like there are more and more coming up and like this kind of nursing homes?
Totally, nursing home is not well known in Ethiopia. For example, if you ask somebody else what nursing home, they will not say anything because it's totally new concept for Ethiopia, especially when the majority of the people may not know what's nursing home. And because we don't have any residential care, we don't have any like long-term care institution, therefore nobody will aware what's nursing care. But currently, especially like 3 to 4 years, there is some initiative to begin that of the nursing home. I remember there is one nursing home which is available in Addis, but still the old adult cannot get access in that nursing home because of course the old adult may not afford for that nursing home. Mm-hmm. Even their capacity is not adequate enough. Like for example, even though many rich old adult try to they want to give care in that nursing home, they will not afford the guide. Yeah, because they have inadequate staffing, they have resource limitations and the like stuff. To be honest, I didn't see the nursing home, especially the aid one, but I do remember the voluntary association for old adults. Yes, they try to provide care for old adults who has not any support from the family members. They try to give shelter, they try to give some medical checkup, mm-hmm. They try to get some food and the like. Only the basic issue will be addressed. Still, that is voluntary. But in case of a nursing home, I think they have their own nurse, and there is programmed checkup there and the like stuff. But the price will not be affordable for the general population, especially the top-ranked wealthy old adults may get access in that nursing home. Yeah. Only one or two are clean and better, so only the Nelsala on the big cities. For sure, there will not be more than 5 nursing homes in Ethiopia.
Do you think there will be more nursing homes in the future in Ethiopia?
Probably, yeah, because now the awareness of the community is increasing and the burden of caring of old adults is increasing on young adults and the like. Therefore, that issue try to make the people to aware of there is a need of long-term institution like nursing home. Therefore, probably in the near future, we will have more nursing home. But it will be difficult again, even for the rural communities. Yeah.
Do you have in your language, do you have a different name for nursing home? For those voluntary ones and those paid ones?
The available nursing home in Ethiopia are either voluntary or private in their nature. To mention some of the voluntary nursing home, Makedonia is one of the largest nursing home, which is voluntary. The other one is Yordakotun Ansu, or pick up the forum or destitute old adult. And also Hausha Adawi. Currently, private nursing homes are also establishing. This include Grace Nursing Home, Robot Nursing Home, and North Nursing Home. There might be other more, but I know this.
It sounds like there is no specialty programs for the care of older adults for different healthcare disciplines. Do you think that might change in the future? Is it something that people might be interested in?
Actually, nowadays, the nursing program tries to have some development, not some improvement, because the nursing school tries to have different specialty training, like surgical, pediatrics nursing, neonatal nursing, geriatrics nursing started actually. But still, the issue of geriatrics nurse is not launched in Ethiopia, but the ministry tries to plan to launch the curriculum for geriatrics nursing in the life. And in case of the medical professional aspect, actually, there is no specialty for gerontologists or the like stuff like that. That is one of the problem, I think, because the problem is not like simple, because there is no a policy that safeguards the older. Therefore, if there is no any policy, the human education will not be developed well. Therefore, any voluntary organization, like especially that the international voluntary organization like different NGO like JAPAIGO and their like, they try to support the education system to open up. Because there is no policy, therefore the program will not be developed well. And there are some programs in nursing, even though the universities try to launch the curriculum, they are not taking students because of what the government emphasis for that curriculum is not. Concerned about it, therefore getting a student for geriatric nursing general. That's the curriculum is on the I remember that. I don't have any quite clear information why they didn't launch the curriculum, but different universities have geriatric nursing curriculum, but the curriculum is not accepting or the universities are not accepting students for the geriatric nursing general.
So, to follow up, are there any workers equivalent of personal care workers or CNAs who take care of older people at their home? Do families hire people to come in?
Oh, no, it's not known in Ethiopia even. It's not known in Ethiopia even. There is no worker for older. But in few places, actually, some wealthy people may recruit like caregiver for older, but it is like, it is too much luxurious actually, yeah. It's luxurious actually, yeah. Very expensive, yeah. They have some follow-up based on the schedules, like twice a week, once a week, and the like, the nurse will visit the older and to check and the like stuff. It is like scheduled, yeah. Yeah, regarding the special training in Ethiopia, actually most of the nurses are comprehensive. They are not specialized nursing care. They are not specialized nurses. Because most nurses like to give care for older, they are comprehensive. There is no specialty nursing program trained for geriatric nursing and the like stuff. Like most of healthcare professionals working in older institutions are not trained well.
If you were able to collaborate with other researchers from other countries, developing or developed countries, what are some of the questions that you might be interested to know? Or what research collaborations do you think needs to be done?
My question was, I think the quality of life should be assessed there, especially the older in Ethiopia. I think it is very challenging. It's already ignored by the Ministry of Health or any individuals. Give care voluntary, therefore that should be framed like it. Therefore, to begin with, I think we have to start with like a sort of survey on quality of life, all the need assessment, the like stuff. After that, I mean, we can design any project and we can also work with the government. To be honest, the government is too much responsible. Like for example, if healthcare professional try to organize a meeting with the government officials, I think we can meet them easily. And even we can integrate system easily. The only issue, maybe I think the budgeting, the like stuff, I think therefore that things will be solved by mobilizing healthcare professionals, like different donors, different individuals. I think that will be good. And other important issue, especially the change in the prevalence of those non-communicable illness is totally ignored again in developing countries like Ethiopia. Especially older adults having diabetes mellitus hypertension, they are prominent, but still they are ignored. Therefore, I think that each thing is maybe workable for Ethiopia also. And again, the attitude, the perception issue. Like, we know that I also have some experience in Hong Kong about the long-term care, which is actually highly structured in the life.
Thank you, Niguthi. So last question, but not least. Imagine your parents, when they get older, do you prefer to have them age in place at home? Or, well, I guess there's no nursing home in Ethiopia at this point. So how will your parents get care when they're older? What is the ideal care for them? What is a good care from your perspective?
It was like my fear, especially before 24 decades and the like stuff. The people scared in all institutions are not accepted by the community. But nowadays, due to the increment of the burden on the caregivers and the quality of care to be given for old adults, people try to accept there must be a long-term institution for old adults. But if the family members is responsible and can handle the old adults, they prefer to be here in their home.
Thank you so much, Niguthi. That was fascinating. You've given us some great insights into the challenges that Ethiopia is facing as the population ages. In particular, the challenges related to shifting from mostly infectious diseases to longevity-related diseases, which is typical of a lot of other developing countries. So these are some great insights, how Ethiopia is responding. It's also fascinating to observe how Ethiopia is addressing population aging in the context of significant shifts in roles of women. I'm sure Ethiopia is not the only country that's experienced this, but it's quite interesting to see the shift in the roles of women as the population ages, while at the same time, women are primarily responsible for caring for older adults and people with chronic illness. So thank you again, and thank you, Dr. Wang. This has been really interesting.
The Gerontological Society of America was founded in 1945 to cultivate excellence in interdisciplinary aging research and education to advance innovations in practice and policy. For more information about GSA, visit geron.org. G-E-R-O-N.org.